This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When you've fallen on hard times or are experiencing social isolation, then a pet can be a wonderful comfort. But what happens if you're homeless or experiencing housing stress and your beloved pet becomes ill or injured? Vet bills are expensive and out of reach for many families, let alone for the homeless. Did you know that a medium-sized dog can cost you $100,000 during its lifetime? That's where Baptist Care's Hope Street Pet Clinic comes in, thanks to a partnership with Sydney Uni's Vet Teaching Hospital. On the line is Bruce Chan. He's from Baptist Care Hope Street Inner City, who run this free clinic. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Katrina.
So tell us about your pop-up vet clinic. How does it work?
Well, the pet clinic works simply just to meet the needs of people in our area who might be experiencing homelessness or living in social housing, just to have their pets seen by, you know, trained, qualified vets for free.
And what does it mean to people who are homeless or suffering from housing stress to have access to get care for their pets?
It actually means the world to them. A lot of our community here have mentioned over the years that the pet clinic's been running since 2016 that they wouldn't have their pets if it wasn't for the clinic. Some of their pets come in and they're very sick, they've been injured, and they can get a lot of free veterinary assessments, sort of medication and treatment for their loved pets and their companions.
So why do you see that as a priority to care for people's pets?
I guess a part of what we do here at Hope Street, not only for caring for people in the community, is also caring for the companions that they have. Isolation's a huge issue, and pets sort of help people to have contact, care for something that, gives them care and attention as well. And so it means a huge amount to these people in our community.
Okay. Can you tell us about one of the patients that you've been able to help?
Yeah, sure. There's a lady in our community whose name's Janine, and she's her pet dog is named Lobby.
Yeah.
And he's a Red Staffordshire Bull Terrier. And he came across a bit of a bad injury not that long ago. And the pet clinic's been able to provide a lot of treatment, a lot of rehabilitation for Lobby. And she's so over the moon that they've been able to do this. So without the help of Sydney University Vet Sciences and Teaching Hospital, this just wouldn't have been possible. And possibly Lobby might not even be around. He might have had to be put down.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's something that the students at Sydney Uni can get involved with too. What do they get out of it?
Well, the students get a lot of practical hands-on experience with what they're learning at the university. Plus, it also gives them, great, bedside manner, not only with the pets, but also with the owners who they meet and understand people in different circumstances who might not be able to afford necessary treatment for their pets.
Yeah. And so what kind of feedback do you get from those who've used the clinic?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. Unfortunately, we only run once a month, and there usually is a fairly full list for the day for who the vets come and see. But it's always been huge thank yous, huge smiles. The people in the community, as they're waiting to get seen by the vets, they get to chat to our staff at Hope Street, and we also get to engage them around any other services that they might need or any assistance or support.
Yeah, I can imagine it must be tough, like once a month if something happens. You might have to wait 3 weeks. Is it something that you would like to get to doing more often, do you think? Or is it a model that could perhaps be used elsewhere?
Yeah, certainly. We definitely have a demand from residents and local people in the community who might need to be seen a bit more urgently than once a month. Mm. We're in talks, and hopefully Sydney University also get more sponsorship and donations. Mm. We're looking at maybe increasing that to twice a month if possible. Mm. But it all really relies on the donation and generosity of people in our community, because it's all funded by people and their donations.
Yeah, well, it definitely sounds like a great model that could be used elsewhere. So thanks so much for telling us about it today. I know most people probably have never thought about this issue before, but I can see how it would make such a big difference to someone who is having hard times to have that care for their much-loved animal. So, yeah, thank you so much for telling us about it, Bruce.
No, thank you for having us on Hope 103.2.
Yeah, that's Bruce Chan. He's a manager from Baptist Care Hope Street Inner City, who run this Hope Street Pet Clinic. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.